Okay, so we're beginning now Parshas Nitzavim. So the Pasuk says, Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Alekechem. Atem Nitzavim means you are standing today, all of you, in front of Hashem Alekechem. Roshechem, Shiftechem, Ziknechem, Shiftechem, Kol Yesh Yisrael. And then it goes on, Tapchem Nishechem, Vigarach Hashem, Vigarach Hanecho, Mechoit, Vitzach Hashem, Meimecho. So, I would like to discuss the first part of Pasuk Tes, and also Yud Alf today. Atem Nitzavim Hayoim, what is the Pasuk going to be Madgish to us? So Rashi says, Melamed. Melamed means there's some kind of Chiddush over here. Melamed is coming to teach us, Shekinsam Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ben Yoyim Moshe. He gathered them on the day of his Misa. Lachnisam Bebris, which is Pasuk Yud Alef, to bring them through the bris Hashem Alekecha uba Allah soy, and with its shvua. What's la avrecha? Rashi says in the second Rashi in Yud Alef la avrecha bebris derech havara kacha yu karsi brisos ois mechit mekan mekan va'oy ben bentayim. That was how they were kairis bris. So he's being kairis bris with them. Uba Allah say, Asher Hashem Alekech karizimcha hayoyim. Again, hayoyim. So we need to understand what is the chiddush that Rashi is saying over here in Pasuk Tes. Atem nitzavim hayoyim. What's the chiddush of this kinsam melamishik kinsam? I mean, that's what it says. And also, what is this that he's? Why is it so important that on the day of his Misa to be mitzavah them about not being oivet avodah zarah? I mean, this is something which he's been talking about for a long time, but that which he had to gather them today to speak about not being oivet avodah zarah, why was it something very special? What was different today than the other days? And so the Rashbam over here says, that Hayoim Kulchem is going back on last week's parasha. Rashbam says, Kidachsiv la'el v'yikra Moshe el b'nei Yisrael. We turn back to the end of last week's parasha, Perichav Tes, Pasik Aleph, right? Mitzavim starts with Pasik Tes. Behem is, it's one long hemshech. I don't know why they split it in the middle, but go back to Perichav Tes Pasuk Aleph. Vayikra Moshe Kol Yisrael. Moshe calls all of Yisrael together. Vayoyim Aleihem, and he tells them, Atem Yisim Eskal Shas Hashem Leinechem. You saw everything Hashem did to you by Mitzrayim, to Paray, to Zavadav, to Zartay, Hamas Zigdolos, all the different Nisim that Hakadosh Baruch Hu did for you, and he brought you to Eretz Yichon Vayig, and you won the Mochama and all that. And then it says, Atem Nitzavim Hayoim, which, so the Rashbam is saying that we're going back on those from over there. If you take a look at the Ramban over there on Pasuk Aleph, the Ramban says, V'tam, V'yikra Moshe Kol Yisrael, Ki Acher Sheishlam Leim Alehem, Diver Bris, if they finished speaking to them, the Diver Bris, Karim Oid Shema Yisrael Atem Re'isem, and he tells them that whole fascia. So what we see from over here is that Moshe Rabbeinu called all of Yisrael. Yikra Kol Yisrael. So was all Yisrael there? They were there. Savaitis, what Atem Nitzavim? Of course they're there. It was a continuation of last week's fascia. So you have to say that there's some kind of hadgosh over here in the middle, and that's the malamid of Rashi. Rashi telling us malamid, that there's some kind of emphasis over here on the Atem Nitzavim. Because Vayikra, Moshe Kol Yisrael, that was something that Moshe always did. Whenever he wanted to speak to everyone, he called them together. And so it's a lot simpler than going to everyone individually and telling, by the way, this is what Hashem said to each person. So you call them together, you give one drasha to everyone. That's Vayikra. That's in general, that's the Lashon of Vayikra Moshe Kol Yisrael. But if the Torah in the middle of the Pasha, right, Pasuk Tes, and it's a new start over here also, stresses Atem Nitzavim. So Dr. Ashi Milame, there must be something more than just a practical tactic in order to be able to speak to everyone and to save time. There's something more than that over here. Atem Nitzavim. Milame Shekinsa Moshef Nekash Baruch B'yay Moisoy Lachnisam Bebris. There's something very special about bringing them into the bris now, which needed also Yoy Moisoy, right? There's two adgashas here. There's one that I need them all to be gathered together, not just as a practical tactic, but also I need there should be Yoy Moisoy. So what is that? What were they gathering them together? Le'avrecha bebris Hashem alikecha u'ba'alasai. So, and like Rashi says, that was the derech of the Karseh Bris. Lifnei Hashem Kech. What does that mean? I need everyone to be together in one achdus. I need there to be to make a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I need Klal Yisrael to be one entity. That's what I need. That just happens to be all the individuals are standing in the same place. No, before we create this bris, Atem Nitzavim Ayoyim Kulchem, I needed to be achdus bepayel. There shouldn't be any separation between one to another. And that's how it carries bris. Lifnei Hashem alikecha, in front of Hashem alikecha. They were all standing here in front of Hashem alikecha. In other words, so why was that so important? Why was that so important? So I was thinking, could be as follows. Klai Yisrael and the Midbar were set up in a way that everyone was together. Right? You had the Mishkan in the middle, you had the Machnais around the Mishkan, everyone had their Degel. So even though everyone had their own Avodas Hashem, and each Shevet had their Avodas Hashem, and each Degel had their Avodas Hashem as the Mairachan in the earlier Bashis, but we were all together, B'machshava at least, B'machshava, that we're all with one goal, which is to serve the Rabbanei Shlalom, and that's why the centerpiece was the Mishkan. Now we're going into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe's being nifter. As soon as he's nifter, Klal Yisrael is able to go into Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, we're going to be spread out. Everyone's going to be in their own home. Everyone's going to be somewhere else. Achdus is so important that I need to make sure that you're all together. And part of the bris, part of the avrecha bris, is the achdus. And that's why he's being madrish over here. That it's not just Tama Vayikra. Moshe will call Yisrael to talk to them about the nisim that took place in Mitzrayim. But now that we're making the bris, it's Atem Nitzavim. It's Atem Nitzavim. Now, we find the Gemara Brachas, Memches Amibes. The Gemara says that, the Gemara says over here that you have to be Makdim, Tzok Sheyaktim, and Berchas Amazin, you have to be Makdim, the Bracha of Torah, before it says Tzach Shizkuba Tzach Shizkuba Tzaira Shizunin of Shalish Brises Shizunin of Shleshas Brises. Right, Tzaira was given with three Brises. What does it mean Tzaira was given with three Brises? So Rashi explains over there. There are three places where Tzaira was given to Yisrael. Sinai, Oil Moed, Hagrizim U'Ba'avris Moed. And in each one of these three places was Nichras HaBris. The Bris that we're talking about over here in Pashas Nitzavim, which is really a continuation of Kisavoy, is Ba'arvis Mayim. It's what was given in Arvis Mayim. The Rambam in Hilchas Mila, Paragimel, the last Rambam in Halachates, also talks about the three Brises that Torah was given. And it's before from the Rambam, also in Hilchas Brachas, Paragimel, Halachigimel, that the bris that we're talking about over here was the bris in Arvas Mayav between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu to keep the Torah. There's Rav Haigoin that learns different shah in the Gemara over there. It's talking about three brises, another three brises by the Luch HaShniyos. But the Rishonim, Rashi, the Rambam, Amashma that we're talking about over here, the bris between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu to keep the Torah. Zog the Ramban. Says the Ramban over here. Ramban says, Tam atem nitzav ayom lifnei Hashem akechem, shatem oimdim uzmanim lifnei Hashem kedei lamed bebrisa. The Lashon of Nitzavim Hayayim is that Nitzav, he says Nitzav is a Lashon of Oimdim Umzimanim. You're ready, you're prepared to be Oimen in the Bris. Why? Ki l'kabel Torah b'bi'urei nesfo'ala. Meaning, at Har Sinai, we received the Torah, but was without the Bi'ur. Now that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mevaros, the Torah throughout the 40 years that we were in the Midbar, so we have the Torah with its Bi'ur, so therefore we needed to make another Bris. What is this Bris, says Ramban? Hu ha-shvua v'ha'Allah, ashe yazke la'avrucha be'bris l'shom kecha u'be'Allah say. Meaning that there's a Bris. Bris means we make up between each other that I'm going to do the Torah, you're going to do what you have to do, we're both going to do what we have to do. But over here was added to it was Uba Allah Say, a Shvua. A Shvua was added to it. Why do I need a Shvua? The Chayr is two things, the Bris and the Shvua. But it's really one thing. What keeps the Bris going is the fact that I made a Shvua to keep the Bris. I made a Shvua to keep the Bris. And the Aruch Chaim, just to end off with the Aruch Chaim says, he also asks, what's the Arichas over here? Rosheichem, Tapchem, this whole thing. Just say, Atem Nitzom Yem Kulchem. Why does the Pasuk have to continue? Rosheichem, Shiftechem, Siknechem, Shechem, Kolish Yisrael. Why isn't it enough? Atem Nitzom Yem Kulchem, Kulchem. So he says, because since we're going into a Bris, we want to be koilel in the Bris, all the pratim over here. All the pratim. He says, Kavanas Moshe with this Bris was, lachnisim ba'arva zeh zeh. That there's more than just a Bris. There's arvas over here. That we're all responsible for each other. I'm responsible for you, you're responsible for me. Kolecha ba'ad chaveroi lebal yavva pi Hashem yunitfasim zeh ba'ad zeh. Which Amir Tashem, tomorrow I would like to discuss. First of all, Pshan, the Pasik, the Pesukim, Rosheichem, Shiftechem, what does that mean? What's Rosheichem? What's Shiftechem? What's Zignechem? And Tapchem, since when are Tapchem involved in Kairos Bris? How do they get involved here? What are they doing here? So we'll talk about those. And also this Chiddush of the Arachayim, that there's a Din Arvus, which we use La'alacha, right? I'm mighty you with Brachas, Arvus. But we're responsible for each other. So we'll speak a little more about that in Yetzir Shem tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.